I think given everything that's happening in the country now and the climate, I think it is probably, well advised for MPs, whether or not they have it as a cap or something in terms of the spending of this, because at the end of the day, the question is how can buying a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW or a Land Rover, these are the kinds of vehicles that MPs purchase. Does that really help them to furnish their constituents, or is it just more of a vanity purchase?